This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's a brand new month, and it's the start of the Survivor preseason, so that makes it a great time to become a patron of RHAP. This Big Brother season, I loved getting to do the patron call-in shows with Taryn every week so much that we're adding a Survivor Q&A call-in show to the patron podcast schedule, and we're starting it now, even during the preseason. In addition, our patrons are going to be getting some of the Survivor podcast episodes before they hit the main feed, too. If you're interested in having smart, fun conversation about your favorite reality shows in our inclusive community, come join our tribe at robhasawebsite.com/patron. That's robhasawebsite.com/patron.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, filling in today for Rob Sesternino to talk about tonight's Big Brother 23 eviction episode. And with me tonight to talk about it all is Mari. How you doing, Mari?
Hi, Taryn. I'm doing great. This was a great episode, and I'm so glad to here to talk to you, podcast host number one, Taryn.
Oh, thank you. Also joining me here tonight is AJ. How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing really good, but I got a question to ask you, Taryn. Okay. Now that Rob's gone, how does it feel to be the only white podcaster left?
It crossed my mind, but I think I'm fine. I think it's okay.
Funny how that worked out like that.
Yeah. Plenty to talk about tonight. I thought this was a great episode of the show, and I mean that unironically. It was very fun. And we also have an endurance competition that is continuing to play out as we speak. We did this last time. We're going to do it again. We will be reacting to the HOH competition live. So if you do not want to be spoiled by the competition, this is your opportunity to bounce out. We can right away just play some spoiler songs. The following message. We're not going to do the whole song at the beginning of the podcast, but
all right. I was. It's okay. Cool.
Be prepared.
Good.
Yes. Okay. So we will get right into it and give you the update right away as we are short on time when it comes to reacting to this HOH competition. We are down to the final two members of the competition. It is Tiffany and Kyland competing to become this week's HOH competition. to become this week's HOH competition, yes. To become this week's HOH. AJ, what are your thoughts?
When I said you only had one job, you only had one job, and it was to throw it to Azza. And where is Azza at?
how this is played out is that they said it's the cookout versus Alyssa, and then Alyssa was out before the episode ended. Then Claire threw it, Hannah dropped, and now it's down to four. It's down to Kyland, Tiffany, Azza, and Xavier. Now Azza looked like she was struggling. She was really low on the platform, which obviously makes the rope swing back and forth a lot more. And so she was really swinging all over the place. And I was like, wait, they got to throw it to Azza quick, because the plan was to throw it to Azza if possible. We did see Xavier throw it pretty dramatically. And then it was down to Azza, Tiffany, and Kyland. And again, the plan is to let Azza win this one. But as we were discussing before we went live, Kyland probably wanted to outlast Tiffany just so that he could be the last person to throw it. And Tiffany probably didn't want to drop before Kyland did, because she probably didn't trust him to throw it. And while they were having that unspoken battle, Azza drops, and now it's down to Kyland and Tiffany.
And now they're both just on their rope swinging mad. You can, like, Tiffany is mad as all get out.
Xavier looks so pissed from the sidelines, like, I did my job. Why can these people never get it together?
Yes, Oz is pissed. It's like, Kai, we're like, what are you doing here, sir? You're just putting the nail in your coffin. Just over and over and over. I was just on here saying you have to do better. He's doing worse. See, how is this possible?
Mari, he's in the back. He couldn't hear you.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my bad. A little louder, right?
A little louder.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Like, why are we at this point? I feel bad for Azza, because Azza really wanted, you know, she wanted the HOH, she wanted the picture, she wanted, you know, all of that. And they keep promising her. Like, it's not just like, why is everybody throwing it? Like, they literally promised to throw it to her. So that's why it's
literally, like with the football in Charlie Brown, like, yes, poor Azza.
Right, that's why I'm so mad about it. It's not like it was like maybe when the one HOH where it was kind of like unspoken and there was a little bit of miscommunication. There was no miscommunication going into this one. It was like everybody one job, throw it to Azza, and they couldn't even do that because I don't even know, trust issues.
I want Kylan to win again. I want Kylan to take this from Azza again.
Oh, she's gonna be so mad.
I know. That'll be so much fun. We love you.
This is interesting. So obviously, Kylan prefers for Claire to be the one evicted this week. Tiffany prefers Alyssa to be the one to be evicted mm-hmm. this week. So there's that in terms of which one of them wins. Obviously, with Kylan winning, he will target Claire. With Tiffany winning, she will likely try to target Alyssa, probably something like Xavier and Alyssa on the block, with Claire as an unfortunate replacement if Alyssa wins the veto. Whereas Kylan would probably do something like Tiffany and Claire to do something similar. And but the thing here is that if for some reason they both end up on the block, if they don't feel comfortable, if the cookout doesn't feel comfortable going up on the block next to their pawn, and they just put Claire and Alyssa up, the both of them, then it would potentially come down to a vote. The women of the cookout want to keep Claire. So if the women are not HOH and Kylan is, and he puts both Claire and Alyssa up on the block, the women control the vote. And if Tiffany is the HOH, I do not think that she would put both of them up at the same time. But if she for some reason did, mm-hmm. the men of the cookout would then have control of the vote and they would prefer for Claire to go. So there is some tension here in terms of who leaves this week, if that matters at all.
At this point, we're at 8 and I'm sitting here down if we're about to make it to 6 because Kylan is just
like,
man.
Listen, Kylan just got to win this HOH, win the next veto, and we make it to 6. That's it. Like,
begrudgingly, everybody will begrudgingly make it to 6 because of Kylan.
I want everyone to be so upset with Kylan so much.
So what I am seeing here is that Kylan has apparently been asking if he can have a private moment with Tiffany, but nobody has left.
It's too late for that, homie. Like. You've already shown, you've shown that you won't go, like, for a second time, you won't throw an HOH to somebody. It looks like this will be his third HOH. So it looks like he's padding his resume. They've mm-hmm. been saying it throughout the week. It's looking like he's trying to pad his resume to the mm-hmm. jury. Second of all, you didn't fall off, like, when Tiff was still up there. So it kind of seems like you distressed, like, both of them. Like, it's just a mess. And then they were already talking about how he was trying to, you know, give up their plan last week because he wanted the POV to be used on him to get off the block. He's just showing really selfish tendencies that just doesn't sit well with all these people, especially Tiffany, especially Xavier, who have done things that have been detrimental to their solo games to get them to the 6. So now they can feel rightfully justified to try and get rid of him sooner than the 6, which honestly, I'd be like, that's the table he set, but it kind of sucks because, again, I want to see them get to the 6 just for historical reasons. But I mean, he is just, I've never seen somebody like really mess this up.
Like, Mari, like, this is a group of people that do not like each other. Like, they are not fans of one another. Like, this is nothing new. Kylan messing up, being selfish. Honestly, probably besides Big D, the person who's least, like, yay cookout, like, all black people to the end. Like, of course he's going to be acting selfishly and stuff like that. And Xavier was right to say, hey, some people don't have the same end goal in mind. Which, pause, I understand, because Xavier, this is setting you up to win. I understand why you want it. But still, like, it's like Kylan saying, I know what it means to see all black people at the end, but I know what $750,000 also means.
No, because he even said he didn't care about the $750,000. He was on Twitter saying that wouldn't make a big dent in his
life.
He can
make plenty of money being him.
No, we can't.
Can I just briefly give this is for the video watchers at home here. I want to give an Xavier impression of Xavier on the sidelines right now, watching Kylan and Tiffany not throwing it to Azza. That's the impression.
Like, Xavier's like straight up like, am I the only competent person in this house?
I know. That has to be him all the time in the DR, all the time.
Like,
I
love
it.
So fed up with these people. It's like,
and Big D's just sitting there so bored. Big D's just like,
so D was like, I was out since 1845. Let's get this going. I gotta go in to the house that I almost burned down.
This is crazy. I can't believe we're sitting, like, we can't even get to the episode recap because we're sitting here watching what should have been a done deal the second that it was 8:55 and Alyssa slipped off.
I was like, maybe we won't have a reaction to the HOH competition because it's four of them left and they're all going to throw it to Azza and it's going to be over before we start. 10 minutes in, it's still down to those two. All right, let's get stubborn. Let's get to the episode because I don't know. Oh yeah, there we go. Actually, Kylan is out. Tiffany is our new HOH. Just like that, it's like they knew we needed to talk about the episode.
They said, we got to get this podcast going. We don't got all night.
Somebody was like,
shut the f*** up, Kylan.
And he was like, fine. I got to say, that looked like a genuine slip to me. I wasn't like fully paying attention, but like he fell hard on the seat. So I don't know if that was a throw. Oh boy.
Oh my God. Tiffany is.
Tiffany couldn't win a comp. She ain't doing nothing. Ain't lifting her own weight. Look at this woman win two back to back HOHs.
Back to back, yeah.
And actually had to win them. Begrudgingly. Like, oh, I got to do it. Okay, I got to do it.
Oh, I love this.
This is amazing.
Okay, so Tiffany is the new HOH. This is theoretically a great spot for Tiffany to be the HOH because it means that she can probably protect Claire this week, meaning Claire will make it to seven. Then she doesn't even have to compete at seven. If Claire wins, not bad for Tiffany. If Claire doesn't win, then somebody else takes out Claire for her. And she can definitely compete at six when it will matter a little bit more because it will only be cookout members. So there we go. But the potential problem here for Tiffany is, will people be upset with her winning this one? You know, I think that she wasn't really supposed to win. It was supposed to be Azza. If it wasn't Azza, they had discussed maybe Kylan. I think she can play it off to Xavier like, hey, look, neither of us trusted Kylan as HOH. I had to win this one. You know, the fact that she will likely be keeping Claire off the block unless she has to put Claire on the block could weaken her position within the cookout, depending on how it's played. So a little bit of a double-edged sword here, but has the potential to be a very good thing.
I have full faith in Tiffany. If anyone can pull this off, it's Tiffany. She gets to quote unquote, keep her ally at Final Seven. Her ally, the one she said got to go first, is going to be the last non-cookout member standing. Fast forward to a week from now when that's not the case. And I also think,
Tiffany. So the thing that Tiffany has going for her is, like, again, this is against Kylan. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was already talking about how they didn't trust him and how he's very self-interested last week. All she has to do is hammer that point. Like, guys, I really did not want to win this HOH. I was going to throw it, especially if she really did. They were saying, like, Aza may have heard Tiffany telling Kylan to throw it. So, like, I think it's not going to be that hard of a road, at least for the winning the HOH part. Now, not targeting Claire, that might be harder, especially if hopefully she, you know, if Alyssa wins veto and she has to put up Claire at that point, that's going to be the sticky situation. That's going to be the really, really sticky situation. But the winning the HOH, I think she's okay.
Am I a terrible person if I want Alyssa to win the veto?
You're not. You're not at all. No, you have the right set of mind.
Nope.
We love this.
Nope.
We love this energy.
Claire for veto. Let's go. Claire for veto. Grease the wheels for a Tiffany win, please.
Listen, I want a Tiffany win as much as the next person, but I also want mess.
God, at this point, y'all, look, at this point.
Yes.
Kai may go this week because
I will love nothing
legit. Kai may go. If Xavier has to pick between Kylan and Alyssa, and he feels like throwing his social capital into getting rid of Kai, it could happen.
I mean, let's also talk about the possibility that if Alyssa goes on the block and Claire is left off the block and Claire wins the veto and finally
have some
agency in the game.
Okay, see, I'd rather see
use
that. Oh, damn. All right. You're right.
All right. Tiffany, our new HOH. I would expect Alyssa and Xavier. Honestly, it could even go weird and it could be like Alyssa and Kai or something.
I want it to be Kai. It'd be like, this is your punishment for like not doing what you're
honestly,
supposed to do.
Honestly, it really might. He might find himself touching that block if some craziness happens. And if I can't believe this. This is hilarious. It is very hilarious. But I'm just like, how did you mess this up? Like, how did the plan, y'all? The plan, the six. Come on now.
Yeah.
Is a good cookout without some mess and drama that's causing this to end abruptly?
This is true. This is true.
Everything was going great until Tiffany won that HOH. All right. We can get into more talk about what Tiffany HOH might mean for the week. But let's actually talk about this episode. How about that?
Yes.
Let's get there. Because, again, I actually really enjoyed this episode. There were a lot of interesting things here.
Such a good episode.
It was so much fun. Like, I was genuinely smiling. I was like, why am I smiling? This is Big Brother.
Yeah, I mean, right.
We start pretty much with the, Claire, you're the last white person in the house. How do you feel? And then Xavier being like, why you gotta do that, Alyssa? Yep. Now you gotta go. Perhaps only watch the episodes, Xavier has turned back to wanting to keep Alyssa in the game, but he did have that moment where he felt like she needed to go. And I felt like they showed this because they were like, oh boy, this worked out really well. It's a spinning disc HOH. And who's the favorite to win this one? Alyssa. So we're going to set this up like even Xavier wants Alyssa to go. And Julie's going to say, it's the cookout versus Alyssa. Here we... Oh, no. It's the cookout versus the cookout.
Right. When she first said it, I was like, oh my God, they are actually like going full tilt. They're not, you know, hiding what's really going on the live feeds. I was like, okay, they're going to try and make it as dramatic as... Okay. All right.
Like, someone needs to, like, YouTube how to effectively manifest, because these people are doing it all wrong. Like, they just jinxing themselves. Like,
oh, man. Boy. And the fact that it happened before the episode ended, that Alyssa falls, which means that everyone watching at home knows it's already over. It's not Alyssa. Is just like, that's, it could not have played out worse for the production of,
but it couldn't play out better for AJ's enjoyment.
So, we then get to, this awesome segment, from the show. This is the kind of segment on the show that I want to see from them all the time. And instead, normally on a Thursday, we would be listening to Sarah Beth campaign. And we'd hear people, she'd be like, here's why I think you should keep me. And people would be like, oh, this is why I might keep her. I'm not sure. And then she'll go somewhere else. She'd be like, I'm not going down without a fight. And somebody will be like, oh man, good arguments. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Oh man, what about this vote? It's unanimous. And it's a waste of time.
I'm not going to lie, Tara. When she gave her speech, I was like, oh, she's still here. We haven't kicked out yet.
Yes, but instead, we got none of that, and instead we got actual, like, content that was interesting that didn't have to do with this particular portion of the game. Not only this strategy for this week was not interesting. It was Sarah Beth. It was always Sarah Beth. What we got instead was long-term strategy, which we'll talk about, but also this very excellent segment where they set the whole scene. They're making steak dinner. They're prepping everything. Meanwhile, out in the backyard, Hannah and Big D are hanging out in the hammock, and Tiffany's there, and there's a beetle. What could go wrong? AJ?
A beetle? Like, what are you talking about? I see those little creepy crawlies from Egypt, like, flying around here. Like, no, I'm like Big D. Like, keep that thing away from me. But, you know, a lot can go wrong once you put an insect in there.
Yeah, and I was confused. I was like, at first I thought they were saying a bee. I was like, oh, a bee. Okay, yeah.
Same.
I don't like bees either. But then they were like, a beetle. I was like, beetle? I didn't even know they flew, to be quite honest. I don't come in contact with many. So I was a little confused.
See, I was, like, calm. It was like, a bee. Okay, it won't sting me. Because isn't it like when you sting a person, like, it kills itself? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, so
I
was like, but you still get stung.
A bee values its life enough to not, like, waste it on me.
So no. Yeah, but it might also mean like Candyman is there, so you gotta be
oh no green. He shut me up real quick.
I know, both of us are like don't play that.
That's right, back to back Candyman references on RJP. So Big D, he's worried about the beetle, and he dives out of the hammock. And you just see it. I saw it in slow motion. I don't think it played in slow motion, but in my mind, it was in slow motion. Hannah just goes up and down. Mm. And, what a crash. It looked not great.
Really, really scary.
And so the lasting damage that we saw from this is that Hannah has had her wrist wrapped up. But it looked like she like really slammed the back of her head into the foot of the hammock. Which I have to imagine was not pleasant.
It was nasty.
I saw the wrist. So I was waiting when we saw the thing, I was waiting to see like her wrist hit something, but I didn't even see her wrist hit something. I saw her head hit. I was like, I even wrote in my notes. I was like, oh, poor Hannah. And I just love how Tiffany is like a legit mother. I had that too. She was just like cradling her. I was like, I know Hannah might be hurting, but I know that was like the best hug she's ever had in her life. I love a good like.
And like a good mama.
Yeah.
Like a good mama.
Let's talk like, about the response.
This is Big D's fault.
Yeah. Let's talk about the responses. So Hannah falls immediately, like, starts like screaming in pain. Tiffany runs to the scene, like, this Big D, he screwed this up. Xavier hears a scream. He runs outside. Everybody's crowding around Hannah, like, oh my god, are you okay? Big D is waving a pillow around at the beetle. He's still like, get this beetle out of here.
Kylan is like, don't move her, don't move her.
And Ben D's like, what about my well-being?
guys, do you not understand? The beetle's still here.
And then the flashes of the pot inside the house, I was like, oh yeah, the fire. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god. So good.
So they're cutting back and forth with like Hannah's down. Now they're cutting to the pot on the stove, and it's like, oh no. Oh, what's gonna happen here? And then Tiffany's in the diary room, like, this is all Big D's fault. And she's in person talking to Hannah. I would like this to be known that it's all Derek's fault. And he's busy chewing the beetle with his pillow. And he's like, whoa, hey, it's not my fault. And he finally puts the pillow down. Well, okay. Are you okay?
Do you need something?
Like, do you need a ice or like a pat on the back or distance?
Oh my god. distance.
And then smoke is starting to billow from the stove, and Claire's like, ah, and she opens it up, and it's just fire.
Like fire, like legit fire. I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
And she said, I'm going to just stare at it.
So they close it, like, oh, what do we do? And they have to run and get the fire extinguisher.
Azza, like, okay. Azza coming in with the, yeah, keeping
one,
it open.
Two, three. The whole place is smoky as they walk back in, like, what just happened? They're like carrying Hannah in, like through the smoke, like
a Grey's Anatomy scene.
like honestly, if they had the right angles, baby.
Oh my god.
And Claire being like, this can't be my fault because I'm a vegan.
I had nothing to do with that meat.
And I just wanted a shot of the steaks. Like, I really wanted to see, like, what the steaks looked like after that fire.
I'm like, how is it that, like, I don't think I've ever, like, made a fire. Like, I cook all the time. I don't think I've ever, like, made a legitimate fire that I've had to use a fire extinguisher to put out. Yeah. But it's happened in back-to-back Big Brother seasons at this
point.
Well,
I never made a fire that I had to put out with a fire extinguisher. But as a bad cook, I also don't know what I'm doing in the kitchen.
So. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but see, when I thought it was going to be like a grease fire, like, because they kept cutting back to the pan, but it was a fire in the actual oven. I was like, how did y'all do that?
Like for real? And it was like bill. I don't know how you do that. It was like billowing out, like it was a house on fire.
It was Dante's Inferno. It was the Big Brother's house.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was the tray was burning. It looked like the stove was breathing fire.
Yeah, it's like they must have been broiling it, and something went really, really wrong.
No, it said, "I am a Derek Getz fan, and y'all shall suffer." The oven. He's the only one who properly cleans me.
Okay, they're saying that she cooked the steak on the rack and the grease.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
See, you say that makes sense. I'm like, okay, those are words.
She didn't put the steak on a pan. She put it like directly on the rack, which once fat drops, it. Yeah, that's bad.
Well, it did look like she had, because it looked like she had a rack in there that they pulled out that was like all burnt up.
All burnt.
So
I don't know, man. my only guess would be the steaks are too close to the broiler. Yeah, the broiler.
All right. So this was just, there was like, this is why I have higher expectations for the show sometimes, because I really feel like when they have a cool moment to show, they can do it well. Like, this was well put together. Mm-hmm. Like, from start to finish, Hannah goes in, she comes back out. We get like the aftermath. We get Big D like, oh, as long as there's not a beetle around, I'm good.
Right.
Well, listen, I didn't see a beetle body, so it could be anywhere.
Just stalking Big D.
Yeah, that's what we really needed, was like a final shot of the beetle, just kind of like just close, like zooming in on the beetle from behind, zooming in, and then it turns around like
Like winking.
I'm terrified.
The question is, do you think Tiffany was right for blaming Big D not only for the beetle and Hannah, but for the fire as well? She's like, it's all Big D's fault.
Well, that's the thing. That's the real question here.
Yeah.
Was it Hannah falling that caused the fire, or was it that, was it the poor cooking technique? Because they, it looked like they stayed in there. It didn't look like they left. Like they stayed. It wasn't like they left right. it unattended. They were still there. So would this fire have happened anyway? Was this just absurd coincidence, or perhaps was their attention diverted because of what was going on outside, even though they were still standing in there? But even then, like, what could they have done to stop that like, fire breathing oven? Like,
Xavier was concerned and he went to go check, but Azza and Claire were like, I got food. Like, your screams of horror is like second right now, which I understand.
And the funny thing, like, I think what really happened, and I feel bad, but like, so Claire opens the oven, right? And yes. then the smoke is like billowing, and then there's like a little spark, right? And then Claire closes the oven. Azza opens the oven and leaves the oven open. And if any good fan of Survivor, you know, oxygen, fire needs oxygen to breathe. And I think that's why it got as bad as it did, but she left it open so that she could then run and get the fire extinguisher. But it like, it was just a bad
I thought they had closed it again, because didn't they open it and then shoot
yeah,
them?
But yeah, yes,
they opened it,
but,
then closed it, and then opened
yeah,
it again.
Yeah, well,
that, yeah,
and
that's
then
the opening and closing right was yeah. just like fanning those flames, literally fanning the flames.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. We are sitting here talking about a fire. It is the funniest thing I've ever talked about for like my life. It is. I love this. I really did like this episode.
It was so much. Like, we love people's life being in danger.
That's all right. They were like, hey, you guys are selling this plot right anyway, right? Like, we can just burn it down.
Let's get started on
they said we'll help you out.
All right, well, great segment. Love like this, and because it too, like, it was fun to watch. It also felt like, you know, I think a criticism that I have of this season of the edited episodes is that I do not feel like we have gotten to know the players in the episodes as well as we should. I've read that sentiment sort of exists among the casual viewers, that they're like, who even are these people? And this was a great character moment for so many different people in the game. You know, it's more of this. Obviously you can't have this confluence of events occur you know, every day, but
all the time, yeah,
you know,
only if
but showing more character moments like this edited well is definitely something that I am into.
Yes,
we also got a great strategy segment of the show. With the hits are not stopping here, because we're going to see the cookout men, first we get the cookout meeting, which I forgot we hadn't seen on the show yet.
Yeah.
Well, it just happened not that long ago, so.
Yes, the first real cookout meeting of the season. And we talked about this on the live feed update, but this was such a perfect representation of everybody in the cookout and the games that they play within the cookout, where like they have to go wake Xavier up and he's like, I have to be. Kylan had just come down from like a very long conversation with Sarah Beth upstairs. Tiffany was organizing everything and like super pumped about it. You know, it just on and on. It was a great moment.
I've never seen Tiffany so excited for anything. Like, I was so happy to see her just be happy.
Yeah. And it's just, it was just amazing, because like, it was like they said, I think they said today is day 58. So I think this happened, what, 2 or 3 days ago. So it's been like 55 days and they're finally just being able to be all in a room together as an alliance that is, you know, been successful so far, 6 out of 8. Like, that is just, you know, it is just so amazing and such a really good accomplishment. So I'm glad that they got this moment. I'm glad that we got to see, like you pointed out, Taryn, we got to see the joy part of the cookout instead of them like always constantly fighting, which I'm pretty sure is what's happening on the feeds right now. So it was such a great, like, poignant point moment. And I was so, so happy to see it make it on the episodes. And it was just so funny that they dragged Xavier in there for that. So I was really excited. I'm glad that they did it. And it's just remarkable to think they had to do this. They could never be in the same room because they didn't want to be associated with each other. And that fear is very valid. You know, you think back just to last year where, you know, Davon and Bailey couldn't be in the same room for more than so and so many minutes. And they were still, you know, as brought up as a duo, people were convinced that Davon and David were working together. Meanwhile, they hate each other's guts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it was a reasonable fear from what they've seen. So it made sense that they were never able to do this. So for them to finally be able to do this, mostly because they successfully got a whole bunch of people out of the house, it's just, it's just poetic justice.
Like, and they were still fearful in that moment. Like, the door opened and they jumped. They was like, oh no, four black people in a room.
Scramble, yeah.
Exactly. But it was just Kylan, and I love that Xavier just wasn't stunting them. They was like, I was trying to get my beauty sleep and y'all just wake me up for this. But it really was such a strong and powerful moment. Like, how many times have we seen, like, go back to that BB21 picture of the pre-jury, of that infamous picture.
Yeah.
Like, now you're seeing cis black people came into the house together, hate each other's guts. They don't like each other, but they are in this for a bigger cause than themselves. And even if they want to be self-interested, like people like Bid D or Kylan, like, they still know how important, how great it is to see us come together as a unit and succeed, not just succeed, thrive in the game. They were running this stuff. And it's like, truly, what was it? Tiffany or someone was like, I want this so that way future players can say, hey, this is possible. Like, hey, we have a person to look up to, a black person that actually succeeded in this game. And it's true. You got, and there's so many different people. You got someone like Big D, who is like a plus size man. You got someone like Canna, who is a biracial black woman. Like, these are Tiffany, a 40-year-old woman, and they're kicking butt. Like, I love seeing this. And just, even if it was a half-ass cookout, it was a cookout. And I loved every second of it.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just a quick little feed update. Kai is already saying, well, I was waiting for Tiffany to drop. And Tiffany is saying, well, I was waiting for Kai to drop. predictable there.
Remember, like, just like, I don't know, 45 minutes. Well, not at this point in time, but like an hour, 15 minutes ago, there was a segment where Kylan was like, Tiffany, you're the person that I feel is most loyal in this house.
So this is the segment I really enjoyed as well. Strategically, we get the cookout men coming together, talking about how they need to stick together, and then a diary room session from each of them. First from Xavier, and I thought this was very interesting. He was like, yeah, it would be nice to go the end.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
In the cookout segment, when Xavier was like, what did he say? He said something like, No, I think he actually might be in this segment when he was like, I've done more than all of you. I yes, was the most active player.
He says, I could go to the end with the guys, but I also would like to go. Essentially, he says, I would like to go to the end with Tiffany and Hannah because he's been a more active player than them, which. No, but also it was kind of surprising because I knew he wanted to go with Hannah. I assumed that he would want to cut Tiffany off and take somebody like Azza or Big D really is the person I thought he would really take down to the end. You know, I've heard him say like that he feels like Big D is, you know, somebody that he might not want to bring to the end, but I thought he was lying. And so it seems as though genuinely, I mean, the fact that he said Tiffany and Hannah to me is another, not only a misread in that he says he's been more active than them, but also a misread in that he thinks that Hannah will take him over Tiffany. I think he genuinely believes that. And let me tell you, dear episode watchers, that is not the case. Hannah does not intend to take Xavier over Tiffany.
Yeah. This segment was so good. Like you said, because we got a lot of foreshadowing in the future. I really liked how they had the cookout men. We had Big D, Kai, and X in that room, you know, again, reaffirming, yeah, we got to stick together because if they take one of us out, then the other one will go right after that. And the women is mostly women in the jury. So we got to think about that. But I like how Big D really was like, and if one of you go, then I'm next. Like basically saying why I need this to work because it safeguards me. So I love that. And then I loved, like you said, X being like, I kind of want to go with Hannah and Tiffany. Then, you know,
we get the next segment. Mm-hmm. And I, again, was like, I mean, this is confirmation of things that he has said on the feeds, but I accepted them, but I didn't fully believe them until I heard him say it in the diary room. He says he's keeping his eye on Big D. He doesn't trust the guy. And this is another misread because Big D has the biggest crush on Kylan. And as we immediately find out as well, genuinely wants to go to the final three with Kylan and Xavier. And I have felt like Big D is pretty much Kylan's only real weapon moving forward in the game. But he has spoken with Tiffany. In fact, it was in that conversation that they then show where they talk about taking the shot at Big D first. And again, I was like, maybe he's just agreeing to this because he's talking to Tiffany. But I said it seemed like he was very genuine. He was very excited about this conversation afterward. And it seems as though he was being genuine. He says Kylan's final. He says his final two, true final two is with Tiffany. He does not trust Big D. And I mean, this was just like hit after hit for like, this all sounds great for Tiffany.
Yeah.
like the fact that the men just cannot get on the same page, at all. And they all have bad reads. Like not a single one of them was like, your logic is correct in the grand scheme of things. Like maybe Big D being like, I need y'all in this game. Like that's the most correct thing I heard, in that entire segment. Especially considering a lot of people want him gone first out of the cookout. So yeah, it makes perfect sense. But the fact that Kylan does not realize, and I get it, Big D likes to talk a lot and likes to make promises to people like Kylan, like Xavier, like Azza. But I truly, full-heartedly believe that Big D is most loyal to Kylan. But the fact that Kylan just cannot see that. And I think it's because he believes he's like the mastermind, which man in this alliance don't think they're the mastermind, thinks they're the head of the snake that is like, I have my options to pick from. Like, sure, this is nice, but this is better for me. Like, you take back the surf and turf, I want the shrimp. But little did they. And it's like, lovely for Tiffany. It really is great for Tiffany. Xavier wants her in the end game. Kylan wants her in the game. She wants herself in the game. Chada wants her in the end game. Azza, to be determined. But I feel like she wouldn't be upset to see her in the final 3-4. So this is actually beautiful for Tiffany. I hope like she don't mess up her HOH and then like ruin that position she's in. But she's not Kylan. That's not what she does.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, and it was so well put together. I mean, very efficient with their time of how they did this. showing the fake men cookout alliance, but then individually what each of them thought of it. We know Big D genuinely wants to do it. Xavier would prefer Tiff and Hannah. Kyland doesn't trust Big D. It's true. Final two is Tiffany. Talks with Tiffany, talks about how Big D will go first, then Xavier, and how he is going to be trading loyalty for loyalty for who he brings to the final two. He was literally just talking about that with Sarah Beth last night. And I talked about that this morning on the update, that he genuinely plans to take Tiffany to the final two if he has the option, because he wants to beat the best. She said, "That's stupid." And he said, "You don't understand long-term thinking." There it is. We get all of that. And then Kylan leaves and Tiffany says to the cameras, "He might think I'm bringing him, but I'm really bringing Hannah." And just like that, like 1, 2, 3, 4, we get a ton of information packed into a great segment about end game plans. The only thing we're really missing from here is Hannah's plan, which is very similar to Tiffany's. It just substitutes Xavier for Kylan, essentially. She would prefer that Xavier take Kylan out after Big D. But great stuff from the episode here to get all of that out in such an interesting and entertaining way as well.
I just really want to know who Chato would take to the final two. that's the most curious. Yeah. I don't think it was Xavier, but between like Tiffany or Oz, if she has the choice, who is she taking?
I think if you asked her right now, she would say Tiffany, but I don't think that that's locked in. I think that if she is in the final three with Azza and Tiffany, and she wins that HOH and she has the choice in front of her, she might have thought she was going to take Tiffany, but she might be like, maybe I should take Oz.
And then Hannah would be the true Steve Moses of the season.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh man. I'm so sad. I don't want it to happen.
Listen, I want Tiffany to win. Like, Tiffany's my right. girl. Like, that's what we want.
But I love that final three though. And yes, Azza, Tiffany, Hannah, final three would be good. I would also accept an Xavier, Tiffany, Hannah, final three.
Same here.
Those are all right answers.
All right. Well, we are also going to get a jury segment. And it's a pretty good one. I feel like it was like 95% there. I feel like they went a little too long with the like literally beat by beat every single moment of the week. And Brittany's reactions were great. But like by the 15th reaction of like, and then Xavier won HOH.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Was that really all that surprising? I mean,
well, like, listen, right. Derek gets to sit next to you. He has yet to touch the block.
Yeah, like she, like, this was not a, you know, Davon wait a damn minute moment. It was just like too over the top. But I was pleased with that. I was like, oh, Brittany is just as, you know, shocked as some of us were last week. Good for her. But it was too much. Like you said, I've never seen them do that. Like literally every single competition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like psychotic. What was happening? Like you're telling me Tiffany wins and then Tiffany gets dethroned, but the same. No, that's this week.
That's this week.
This week was psychotic.
It was
too.
So last shocking week, yeah. that it knocked you into next week.
Yeah.
It was good though. It was fun. It was fun to see like a genuine reaction. Like Brittany, I thought was fun for the most part. Mm-hmm. It just went a little long. And
I like how she's like, I need to get some friends.
Yeah. and then they start speculating about the alliances. Now, so what's interesting is that they did not show that Kylan goodbye message in the episode. Obviously, it's a big one. So they flash back to a Kylan goodbye message that was never in an episode. It was only on online to show that he revealed that there was a secret alliance in the house and that he was part of it. We're then going to get Derek speculating about who is in it. Now, something else that was not even in this show is that in one of his exit interviews, he was asked the question that basically was like, so you and Claire speculated about an alliance. Are you surprised at how close to the mark you were? And he was like, that one? Yeah, that was a joke, but so he might have gotten a little bit of help from those exit interviews as well. But he comes in and he says, I think Kylan, Claire, Xavier, Azza, and he says, Big D and Hannah. I'm not sure about Hannah. And Brittany pulls him further away from the mark. She says, Hannah would have told you. And he's like, yeah, Hannah would have told me. And I don't think Big D is in it. Okay, Big D's not in it. And so they think it's the four of them, Kyland, Tiffany, Azza, and Xavier, and that they each had one person outside. I mean, if Derek X was a bigger fan of the show, I think he would have been like, oh, they're like the Brigade.
Yeah. Like, this was the reaction. Like, forget all of Britney's reactions. DX, literally, you saw the light bulb. You saw, like, the puzzles click into place, and he was like, oh, they each got a person. Like, that's what I liked. I was like, okay, thank you. He's still off. Yeah, because, you know, he just refuses to kind of believe that Hannah is in it, you know, which I don't blame him. And again, Big D and Tiffany did such a good job of just really not liking each other that nobody could believe that they would put their beef to the side and be in alliance together.
You know how they say, is it a job if you enjoy it? Like, if you enjoy hating each other,
do what you love.
I didn't work a day in this house. It was a pleasure hating you, Tiffany.
But, like, genuinely, it was like, I watched BB12. Brittany Haynes didn't know that she was just a parachute. Like, parachutes never know they're a parachute. That's why they're so effective as a parachute. Like,
yeah, they just think they're
also a fellow skydiver.
So what's interesting to me about this is that with Derek X not believing that Hannah is in it because she would have told him, that does mean that his thoughts and opinions on Hannah as a player are still potentially up in the air. Once he discovers that she is a part of this alliance, will that mean that he respects her game more, or will his hurt feelings potentially get in the way of that? My guess is that he still votes for Hannah. I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue. Although the question can become, if Tiffany and Hannah are in the end together, which of the two of them does he vote for? I would already kind of lean Tiffany. The fact that he may also feel more personally hurt by Hannah may also lean him in that direction. But, you know, that may also depend on the vibe of, you know, other people that are evicted and what kind of information they bring as well. So an interesting jury segment, though, and I hope we get more like this.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I would like to say real quick, Mr. Kylan, last name, I see you reading the fine print of the contract of not exposing the cookout, comma, but.
Oh, yeah.
I would consider this contract null and void after what he did. Like, this ain't it, fam.
So we get to the vote, and Tiffany throws Sarah Beth a sympathy vote to explain this. Kyland, one of his arguments for why he should have been taken off the block this week was that he needed to cast a sympathy vote for Sarah Beth. So when he was not taken off the block, he was like, well, somebody has to do it. And Tiffany said, I volunteer as tribute. And Xavier was like, no, I want to do it. And then they had to go back and forth a bit. Clearly, Tiffany won that battle. Tiffany ends up casting the sympathy vote, and she names it as such in the episode, which I appreciated because those can be very confusing to the casual audience. Why is Tiffany voting this way when she hates Sarah Beth so much? It's still a little confusing that she was like out of sympathy. Like, since when? We watched the last two episodes. But Sarah Beth is evicted 5-1. And she comes out to Julie, and Julie is just like, it sounds like you really regret taking out Derek X. You regret that, right, Sarah Beth? And Sarah Beth's like, nah, I stand behind you.
I took out your fave.
I took out your boy, America. I did it.
I took out your boy, Julie Chen. I did it.
I see you calling him Baby D now, so I took that away from you.
I loved him, Baby D. I loved Baby D. Julie was just like, she was trying to give her a heads up, I think. She was trying to be like, look, I'm throwing you a bone here. Just say you regret it. But she was like, nah.
Nope. She also asked her about, I'm sorry, she asked her why she thinks she's out of the house. What did you think about this answer?
Well, she's a bigger threat.
Yeah.
I love the ego.
No, I actually said when she was coming out of the house, I said to my husband, I think Sarah Beth is going to be bitter. Like, I always thought she was going to be bitter when she found out about the cookout. And I still think she is going to feel a little bitter. However, I do think she's going to feel better because I think when she left the house, she thought she was being evicted because people hated her. Because in her mind, it didn't make sense as to why she would be going over Kylan. Like, just all of his wins, you know, all of that. It just strategically didn't make sense to her. So when she saw the goodbye message that Kylan left, you could tell she was way more relieved. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. And I clocked it right before she walked out. I was like, you know what? She has really been playing this week like people legit hated her, and nobody has, like, you know, again, has like outwardly let her know that they don't like her.
Now she's so completely off.
Yeah, I mean, right, but I mean, like, at least it wasn't like a VB19 or anything like that. So I think I realized she just, especially when they got put back on the block, she was just like, this doesn't make sense to her. She's like, if she knows the house, like she thinks she knows the house, it didn't make sense. And now that she finds out that she didn't know the house the way she did, I think to her logical mind, she's like, okay, I'm okay with that. Kind of like with Ian last season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible, but I personally felt like she was more hurt when she heard Kylan's goodbye message. Mm. So just to set this up for you guys, on the feeds, over the last couple of nights, Kylan has been explaining what he called a conspiracy theory to Sarah Beth. He said that his conspiracy theory is that there is a secret alliance in the house, and he called them the Illuminati, and that they were a 5-person alliance that included Derek X and also included Alyssa, I think. But he said there's this secret alliance. They have been running the house from the beginning. They are extremely dominant, and that they are going to be the best alliance of all time. They're going to make it the furthest. And he even got into a debate when she's like, the committee made like 6 of 8 or something. And he was like, they're going to make like 5 of 8. So, okay. So they would need to make 5.
Oh, I didn't know this.
6. And she was like, no, I mean, I'm pretty sure they made it. Yeah. I don't think they were detected. So he was like, okay. So then, once they make the final 7, basically, they're going to be the best alliance ever. And she's like, yeah, but it doesn't exist. He's like, we'll see.
I like Kylan, but like his mental gymnastics just gets on my last nerve sometimes. Like,
he has been prepping this, and I literally said on the update, this man is going to have a goodbye message that says, remember the Illuminati? That's me. And there you go. He literally says, you know, that alliance we were talking about, I am part of it. And I could not get you any further in this game. I don't know. Personally, I read that she was just like, kind of like not sure how to feel about this in the moment.
Like, I feel like it's a combination of what y'all both believe. Like, I think when she found out from Azza that, oh, there was a bigger alliance that I just couldn't control, she was like, oh, okay, I was just outplayed. Bet. But then when Kylan comes up and basically like, yeah, I dragged you along and I couldn't drag you anymore, she's like,
that's true. You're right.
Yeah, and so, yeah, she says afterward, like, because Julie's like, well, what do you think about that? And she's like, well, that, I mean, there are a lot of very smart people and they're playing very good games. And like, it was telling to me, at least in the moment, because again, it might just be that she's processing it, but she's not saying Kylan is playing a good game. She's not saying, well, clearly Kylan is doing very well. He's doing a lot better than I thought. She's saying, well, clearly a lot of people in this house are playing a lot better than I thought they were. And Julie asks her, have you made a friend for life in Kylan? And she says, I've made a few friends for life.
And when she said that, baby boy, when she said that.
So she's bitter against Kylan. I'm cool with that.
Well, again, like, I think she's realizing in this moment, like, hold on, I've been making a fool of myself talking about how much I trust Kylan, and Kylan just explained to me that he betrayed me. She may come around on it, but I think in the moment she's like, I'm going to play it safe. I'm not going to be all about Kylan anymore in this moment after he just said that.
That's true.
So we also got some other goodbye messages. Hannah's, she said, you know, you tend to throw people under the bus when you're pushed into a corner or something along those lines. And that's why you're going home. I was like, Hannah, what are you doing?
Hannah said jury vote what? Jury vote who? Get yeah. out of here, Sarah Beth.
Like, Sarah Beth was already not your biggest fan. Right. Like, she did not need that. Oz's goodbye message, amazing. This is exactly what the goodbye message should be. That like, hey, there is a cause that I am fighting for in this game that means a lot to me. And that is why, you know, you had to go. Probably doesn't make a ton of sense to her in the moment. But once she finds out about the alliance, that I think will completely click. And I think Azza is going to be very in the clear in terms of like the goodbye message. I mean, Azza probably working a bit of an uphill battle here in order to win jury votes at this point. But that is the way to do it in goodbye messages, in my opinion.
Like, Azza knows that she is not in a good position right now, game-wise. She calls herself, I've been playing a floater-esque game. So she says, let me use all the tools I can right now. I just need 5 votes. Let me use all the tools I can at my disposal to get as many votes as I possibly can. And if Josh has proved anything, is that goodbye messages are important. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kylan, I mean, they won't know what Kylan is doing in the goodbye messages, but it's like, it's really playing with fire since they all like agreed that they didn't want to reveal it like that because they didn't want the narrative to be, you know, they wanted to control the narrative and all of that. So it's really dicey here. For Kylan. Mm-hmm.
Now, like, if this episode
preseason, and I'm like very upset.
Well, if this episode wasn't enough of a ride already, when Sarah Beth leaves and before the interview, they cut back into the house. Sarah Beth's picture goes black and white, and then Oz's picture also goes black and white. Oh my God! Turn it back! Turn it back! I'm not out of the house. What are you doing?
That's such bad juju. Like, maybe that's why Oz lost the HOA.
Yeah, talk about horror movies. This was Final Destination. Like this is not good.
That was very funny. I kind of want to see it like an extended clip on like the next episode and when they like this is what happened after the eviction, because that was very funny. Xavier and Big D in the back making fun of it. Oh, that was so funny.
If Azza wins this game, she's not going to be able to say that her picture never went black and white.
Uh-oh.
Listen, they're like, is this how you manifest?
She will, though, get the confetti, which is what Xavier wants. Xavier says, so only one person is going to get that confetti at the end. And I'm just like, Xavier, what are you doing? Stop. Yeah. Don't you know? Don't you know that this is the monkey paw? That this is, you ask for confetti. Maybe you get the confetti, but you're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate every step of it. That's exactly what happened to Jackson.
I had flashbacks. I did not like that. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Like Jackson got his confetti, but was he happy? No. And you know how hard it is to be not happy when you've got confetti raining down on you? Pretty hard, especially when you've also just won $500,000.
Listen, if I learned anything from Big Brother, it's when you want, you do not get. They wanted the twist to be game changing, and it took out the fan faves. Sarah Beth wanted her HOH to make her be so good that she's in the final two. And look where she's at. Like, listen, I won't want a dang thing if I'm in that house. I'll be like,
so we were told that Zingbot is coming this week. We're going to get Zingbot. Yay. Is Zingbot going to incorporate this black and white change into Oz's Zing?
I would like to remind real quick, like 20 seconds, to the most unenthused yay I've ever heard in my life from Mari.
I'm excited. I was just, you know, didn't want to step on Terry's toes. I want to hear these zings. I really do. I don't know. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Maybe I need to go on Twitter and see what people are already coming up for Zingbot, but I feel like this is going to be interesting because there's no stool, you know, jokes that we can make. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want to hear it. I want to see what BB Twitter also has to, the zings.
I feel like the zing has to be like you save Azza for last and then you do everyone and then Azza's like, what about me? Like, Azza, I didn't realize you were still in the house. Isn't your picture black and white?
Zing! I love that. That would be good.
So we learn that Zingbot's coming. We also learn that we are not going to be getting a triple eviction this season. We are going to get back-to-back doubles, not on the same night, just one on one week and then one on another week. This is definitely better than a triple. It's still not ideal, I think, in my opinion, but much better than triple because primarily for this season, the timing is a lot better. This week, if things play out the way that they look like they're going to play out, Alyssa leaves and then Claire leaves in the double. And now you've got a full week of cookout. We did it. Now let's stab each other in the back. And that's what we needed.
Yep. And not only that, let's double stab each other in the back for one whole week and then a double of it. I am so excited. I feel so much better that it's not a stupid triple. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited that this is a double-double concept, which we haven't seen in American Big Brother.
Right. They've never done back-to-back doubles in this way, no.
Mm-mm. Cool. So, like, this is good. That, like, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this because you never know. Like, somebody might take the shot next week. Again, if Alyssa or Claire goes home this week, we don't know what might happen during this double, you know, this first double here. So
well, that's the thing. I feel like with Big Brother production luck, again, with Alyssa like dropping out of this competition before the episode ends kind of luck, it's going to be that like Alyssa leaves this week and then Claire wins the veto in the double. Yeah. And then they have to cannibalize the cookout in the double and then spend another whole week taking out Claire the next week.
So, Taryn, I think you need to look up a YouTube video on manifesting. Instead of putting this negative energy out into the universe.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have some
agency. All we asked for last season was, let's just have the Danny week. And now we might have the Danny week with the cookout.
Yeah.
Fingers.
All right. So,
y'all hear that wood?
I'm very happy about this. I mean, the triple was a disaster. I'm not going to say that they did schedule a triple and then when people figured it out and were super pissed about it and they realized how bad of an idea it was that they decided to change their schedule last minute to a double-double because who's ever heard of that? I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is it's a good thing we complain. Just me.
Yeah.
You whine enough, you get what you want, kids.
I don't know all that.
Very excited. I mean, what a night. What a night of Big Brother. Great episode. No triple eviction. Things are going well.
Like, everything was so good tonight. Like, yeah, it did.
We also saw an elephant shoot bubbles out of its butt.
Bubbles.
Huh. I was like, they're not about to have this. Pause. I love Claire. I love Claire so much with all my heart. Her saying, I do not support elephants in the circus.
Yes. That was literally my first thought. I was like, this seems cruel. They're slamming into an elephant in a circus environment. And I love, what I particularly loved about this from Claire, because you're right. She says this on the episode. She says, I'm going to say again that I do not support elephants in the circus, awesome. Which means that she had been saying that before and was like, I'm going to make sure I get this on the episode.
I love that.
Yes.
I missed it.
I need
to say it two more times for Mari.
It's pretty hard to miss the bubbles, the elephant shooting bubbles out of its booty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I saw the elephant. I didn't hear what Claire said.
I understand. They said, we're really going to play to the Nickelodeon audience with these bubbles out the butt.
It's the same thing as like the wall where it was the airplane with they were vomiting slime.
Unicorn.
Why is it coming out of its butt? Mm-hmm. It's an elephant. It has a trunk. It's got the perfect bubble blowing thing attached to its own body.
Wow. Wow. Somebody back there is like 10, like whoever's making the comp. Yeah. They have the sense of humor of RuPaul.
Tara said he has a trunk.
Oh, man. So we did see Alyssa fall in the episode. I believe she said afterward that she passed out or something.
Blacking out and yeah. she was like leaking. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I did see she was has her arms above her head. I wonder if she had like the rope around her neck or if that like her arms were in a weird position and she just like it was just not a good spot for her, but we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Hmm.
They said that she was throwing up as well.
Was she also like getting those big spins like Aza or no?
It's hard to say because it was on the episode and I couldn't even see, what happened to her because they had cut away. And by the time they cut back over, she was already like down, it seemed. So, mm-hmm. or almost mm-hmm. down at least. So who knows? Who knows?
Poor Alyssa. Throwing up on the week, she might get evicted.
Yeah, this is this was her comp to win too. I mean,
I saw that. Like, dang it, Alyssa got this.
I was saying again to my husband, I was like, oh, this is such a good comp for Alyssa. And she like fell like immediately after. I was like, well, dang.
Hey, I'm a Big Brother expert. Let me tell you how this is gonna go.
Me, Alyssa's the whole episode. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Well, anything else from the episode that we should talk about before we take a couple questions?
Mm-hmm. Ready for some questions, my boy?
All right. Let's bring up some questions. Here we go. From Alex Graves. Let's say Tiff nominates Xavier, Orkai, and Alyssa. X or Kai wins veto. What would happen if X or Kai then used the veto on Alyssa and forced Tiffany to nominate Claire? Is that a likely scenario? I think this is the first question. I would say not a likely scenario. I do not think that Kyland or Xavier would use the veto on Alyssa.
Yes, comma, but what if Kyland did use the veto on Alyssa?
But if he's still sitting there on the block, if he's sitting next to her, then...
And we have another Jed.
Yeah, I mean...
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, if Kylan went rogue and decided to veto Alyssa, it's Big D's going up there as the replacement, and Kylan's going home, I think. I don't think that would happen. I don't actually think that that's what Tiffany would do. I think if the cookout all collectively decided, like, sorry, Tiffany, it's very important that Claire goes home. We need to use the veto on Alyssa. Then maybe something like that could be forced, but, not particularly likely there. That's that one. I think we don't have any questions here tonight. It's pretty self-explanatory.
They were having too much fun watching the episode. It was like, this is so fun.
So we can try one more. Let's see. Oops, this is the wrong view. Sorry, I'm taking over. No more. did producers switch from triple eviction to two doubles due to the audience feedback? There we go. Could we see the cookout celebrate if they make it? Yes, I think I mean, this is a genuine question, though. Do we think that they changed the schedule? Is that possible?
Well, they didn't have to change the schedule, really, because, I mean, so if it's next week is the first double, it's still going to be just an hour long. It's that next week that has the 2 hours, and they have had that plan.
Yeah.
But then that Friday is also has an episode there, too.
Yeah, it's very strange. Why is it a 2 hour episode if it wasn't supposed to be a triple? Especially like if next week is a double and it's an hour, and then the following week is a double, it's 2 hours?
Yeah.
Why?
I think they definitely changed what they wanted to do. They just didn't change the schedule because it's, I think they're just using that their time allotted differently.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they could change the broadcast schedule.
Right. Exactly.
It would be that they were changing their own internal game schedule.
Yeah.
Which I do not think that they are, I don't think it's something that they do very often. If at all. But I don't think it's impossible, because I mean, ultimately, if you think about it, the result is pretty much the same. It's two sped up evictions. It's just spaced out a little bit differently. I think we'll probably have a decent idea of whether or not this was, a last minute change. When we see the 2 hour episode and we see what else is in the 2 hour episode.
Yeah. I was thinking like, are they going to bring in like some random music?
Yeah. Like,
Ziggy Marley coming back. I'm not about to start naming pop stands. I don't want people coming after me. So, but
I'll name pop stands. Like,
like maybe we'll get that portion or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So I believe those are the questions that we got for the night. I think the question now is, can Tiffany get away with this HOH successfully? Again, being able to keep Claire around, definitely competing in the final six HOH. These are really good things for Tiffany. But does she lose some credit with Kylan? Is she still going to be Kylan's true final two? After this, is he going to be upset with her because of this competition? Can she maintain this relationship well enough? Will the rest of the cookout be upset? Will Xavier be upset that he has to lose Alyssa sooner than he wants to? Will that cause him to be looking at Tiffany a little bit more, with a little bit more scrutiny? I think that's the question.
See, my question is, is she as locked in to the end as she once was? Because now she's shown that she can win an endurance comp. She can win a questions comp.
Exactly.
Like, do they want to be in the final three with someone that can do both?
Are they going to start looking at her as a bigger threat? And maybe maybe Xavier, who is like, I've been a more active player, is starting to be like, maybe I do want Azza or Big D in there with Anna instead of Tiffany. That is another great point.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, again, I have full faith in Tiffany. I think she can do something here. She can do something. Get
Tiffany
the myth
can
going.
Do it.
Yeah.
She's a student of Dan Giesling. Like, let's pull it out, Tiff. You got this.
All right. Okay. Well, that's what we have for you guys tonight. Here's what is coming up this is... How do you do this? Did it wrong.
You
make
got it
that
there.
One big. I had it before.
You're almost there.
Almost.
Hold on.
Not quite
there. There we go.
Yeah.
So here's what's coming up. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be live with Puya to talk about everything that's been going on the Big Brother 23 live feeds today and what happens tonight, what the plans are going to be, and all of that. So make sure you tune in. And also tomorrow at around 2 p.m. Eastern, I am going to be on the Big Brother Q&A call-in show in the patron group of Rob is a Podcast. Rob will not be there tomorrow either. Instead, I am going to be joined by Jacob Jones in the BB Q&A club. We're going to the club. We're going without dad. And we're going to have a time. So
hashtag
become a patron.
Jared.
Yeah, become a patron for Rob not being there, and hang out with me and Jacob as we take your calls, and all bets are off, all rules are out the window.
It is the beginning of the month, so it's a good time.
It's a great time to become a patron. On Monday, there will be The Slop. It will be on, and that's another patron show if you want to hear all of the sloppy things that have been going on. Jacob was on The Slop last week, and Mary will be on The Slop this coming week. We also have, this is great, some great stuff. Survivor's back! Survivor! It's been so long. Survivor 41, Rob has been talking with Mike Bloom, talking about the new cast, going over the reactions to the new cast and all of that. So make sure you check out all of that great Survivor coverage. Rob is also wrapping up the top three now Survivor seasons of all time top 40 season rankings. Number three, third best season of Survivor, Pearl Islands. He spoke with Mike Bloom and Haley Strong to talk about Pearl Islands. Great season of Survivor. As AJ mentioned, this is the beginning of the month. There's never a better time to start becoming a patron. Rob is a podcast. So many different patron shows, like the Q&A and the 5 for 5, which is great. You get to hear from the first lady of podcasting, Nicole. Wonderful woman. You, of course, there's going to be a Survivor Q&A show. You get The Slop. So many different wonderful things that Rob gives you guys for supporting the show. We all appreciate it. And of course, you can also find some special offers at robhaswebsite.com/offers if you would like to check all of that out. Here on YouTube, you can hit the subscribe button, hit the bell for notifications. You can do the same. You follow on Twitch, follow all of the social medias. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. It's Twitter. It's the TikTok.
Y'all got a TikTok?
A TikTok. What's on TikTok? Hold up. Wait a minute.
Right? That's my question. What is on TikTok? Go to @RobHasAPodcast on TikTok to find out.
I'm intrigued.
All right. AJ, where can people find you? What are you up to?
People can find me on Twitter @TheKidNorris. I will mostly be minding my business.
Lies.
Mari, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter @MariTalksTooMuch. That's two like the number two. You can always also find us on the Wrestling Rehab Up every week. Me and Matt Scott do a recap of wrestling and the week in wrestling. You don't have to watch it. You can just come and listen to us and our great guests talk about it. And you can find that either on the YouTube @RobHasAPodcast YouTube page or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. That's it. Of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarrenArmstrong. I was watching the episode live with you guys tonight. I'm live watching every episode with you guys over on Twitch, as well as some other fun stuff that we do over there. So make sure you go over and follow me there. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. Check it all out. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for, hanging out. We had a good time. Rob wasn't here, but we managed. We got through. This is a great podcast. Great podcast.
Mouse is away and the mouse come to play.
Yes. We didn't. Luckily, we didn't burn anything down.
Right.
Nobody got a concussion. No
We're
fire.
Good. Yeah.
We're all good. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight. And we will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.